الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Spiritual and Medical Treatment Attar Supplication O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to this booklet, Spiritual and Medical Treatment, forever keep him under the shade of your mercies and forgive him and his entire family without account. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated in Sa'adat al-Darain that Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Ali bin Atiyya rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream and said, O Master, I seek your intercession. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Akthir mina salati alayya, meaning, recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Jasmine and treatment for a cold incident. It is said that Persian jasmine was discovered during the time of the Persian king Nushirwan. It happened one day that the king was seated when suddenly a snake appeared before him and writhed as if it were asking for something. The soldiers wanted to kill it, but the king prevented them, saying, Watch what it does. Upon hearing the king's words, the snake returned the way it had come. The king said, Follow it and see where it goes. The soldiers followed the snake. The snake reached a well and looked into it. The soldiers peered into the well and saw a very large snake with a black scorpion on its back. A soldier killed the scorpion with a spear, then left the snake there. And all the soldiers returned and informed the king of the entire matter. The next day, the snake came with some seeds in its mouth and placed them before the king, then left. The king said, The snake wants to repay our favor, so sow these seeds in the ground. Let us see what grows from them. The soldiers sowed those seeds in the ground. From them grew the jasmine plant. It is said, that the king suffered from a cold. When he smelled the jasmine flower, his illness disappeared. The one that grants healing. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Almighty has not created anything without purpose. One of the divine attributes of Allah is Shafi, i.e. the healer. And in essence, the only being that grants healing from illnesses is he alone. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfin. When I fall ill, he heals me. The great Tabi follower, Saint Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that Allah Almighty states, Truly, I alone heal every illness. Why were humans and jinn created? Allah Almighty created humans and jinn for His worship, as stated in Part 27, Surah Al-Dhariyat, Ayah number 56. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wama khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Translation of Kanzul Irfan. And I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship me. Humans were created for worship, whilst other creations such as the moon, sun, stars, animals, birds, fruits, vegetables and herbs were created for human needs so that we may obtain our sustenance and other necessities from them and devotedly obey and submit to our Creator and Master. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Three things worthy of attention. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi stated, If Allah Almighty had not diminished the status of humanity through three things, nothing could have controlled humanity. These three things are necessarily present in humans, yet humans still boast excessively. These three things are neediness, illness, and death. Good health is a blessing. Dear Islamic brothers, in life, a person inevitably suffers various illnesses. Illnesses become a means of erasing one's sins and elevating another's status. And sometimes, illness is also a punishment in this world, so that a person repents and lives his life according to Allah Almighty's commands. Good health is a great blessing. If one's health is good, it will be easy to perform salah, fasting, hajj, and other acts of worship. A sick person faces difficulties in performing worship properly, and at times, even in general routines, he encounters various trials. We should remain pleased with Allah Almighty's will in all circumstances. If He keeps us healthy, we thank Him. And if we fall ill, we should still express gratitude to Him. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Almighty states, "Indeed, there are some of my believing servants that the goodness of their faith lies in remaining healthy. If I were to make them ill, their faith would be corrupted on that account. Indeed, some of my believing servants are such that the goodness of their faith lies in remaining ill. If I were to grant them health, their faith would be corrupted because of it. I manage the affairs of my servants with my knowledge. Indeed, I am all-knowing and all-aware." Encouragement for seeking treatment. Dear Islamic brothers, the final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has encouraged seeking treatment during illness. And it is also proven that our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sought treatment. For instance, in a blessed hadith, it is stated that the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, had cupping done whilst in the state of ihram. Seek treatment for illness with good intentions of worshipping Allah Almighty, following the sunnah, inviting to righteousness, and spreading the sunnah by travelling in qafilas for 3 days, 12 days, and 1 month with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And how wonderful it would be to travel in the 12-month qafila. If Allah Almighty wills, those who are very sick may recover. In this regard, consider a very interesting incident. Assassination attempt led to recovery. It is said that the ruler of Mosul, a city in Iraq, Nasir al-Dawla, suffered from colon pain, a large intestine. Physicians tried everything to treat it, but the illness did not subside. Finally, they planned Nasir al-Dawla's assassination and assigned a man for this task. The assassin lay in wait with a dagger. As soon as Nasir al-Dawla reached the threshold of his palace, the assassin, who was lying in ambush, struck with the dagger, hitting exactly the part of the side beneath which affected intestine was located. Due to the dagger wound, the foul substance in the intestine drained out, and instead of dying, Nasir al-Dawla completely recovered. The secret of receiving or not receiving healing. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Every illness has a medicine. When the medicine reaches the illness, then by the command of Allah Almighty, the sick person recovers." Allama Ali Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes in the explanation of this blessed hadith, "When Allah Almighty does not intend healing for a sick person, He creates a barrier between the medicine and the illness through an angel, due to which the medicine does not affect the illness. When he intends healing, that veil is removed, causing the medicine to affect the illness and healing to occur. Dear Islamic brothers, with the grace of Allah, all the natural remedies mentioned in this booklet have been checked by a hakim, a traditional physician. The purpose of these remedies is to gain Allah Almighty's pleasure by serving the best interests of the Ummah. And serving the best interests of the Ummah is a very rewarding act. In a blessed hadith, it is stated, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, meaning, the best person is he who benefits people. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever amongst you can benefit his brother, he should benefit him. Information on the science of medicine. Allama Faqih Abu al-Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi states, physicians agree that there is nothing more beneficial in medicine, i.e. the science of treatment, than abstinence. It is narrated from a companion, radiyallahu anhu, that he said to a person, shall I not tell you a medicine which all physicians are helpless to provide? He said, why not? The companion said, it is to sit at the dining table when you are hungry and to leave while you are still hungry. Human temperaments. Allama Faqih Abu al-Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi states, Allah Almighty created creation and placed four temperaments within it. Number one, Yabusat, i.e. dryness. Number two, Ratubat, i.e. wetness. Number three, Hararat, i.e. heat. Number four, Barudat, i.e. coldness. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, Allah Almighty has placed these four within the soul so that the body may be reformed. Because without them, the body cannot remain healthy. The body in which these four are balanced will remain healthy. And when one of these dominates another, illness arises from that side. When one of them is deficient, weakness arises from that side. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Almighty has created 360 veins and 248 bones to bind, connect and perfect the human body. This is not the modern or standard count. Thousands of veins and 206 bones in a human adult, and these numbers are based on traditional Islamic anatomical views. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa fil ardi ayatun lil muqinin wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Translation of Kanzul Irfan, in the earth there are signs for the people of conviction in faith, as there are within yourselves. Do you not observe? In the Quranic commentary, Nurul Irfan, it is stated, meaning for believers, the earth is a place of divine recognition, i.e. knowing Allah Almighty. By observing the conditions of this earth, they believe in the power of the Lord, as well as in resurrection, paradise and hell. The dry earth becomes green again. It implies that we too shall live after death. What you sow in the earth is what you will reap. It implies that there is accountability there. Your creation, the wondrous arrangement of your limbs, the changing conditions of your life in this world, and becoming nothing after being everything, all indicate that you are under someone else's control. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Method of herbal treatment. Dear Islamic brothers, herbal, i.e. traditional treatment, is done through counteraction. That is, if coldness, saudawiyat, has increased in the body, it is treated with foods and medicines that increase heat in the body. Similarly, if wetness of phlegm has increased in the body of a person with excess phlegm, he will be treated with dry medicines and foods. Remember, one cannot become a herbal practitioner just by reading a few things about medicine. Many other factors need to be considered for a patient's treatment, And these rules also contain many details and subtleties that are not easy for everyone to understand. Therefore, instead of self-medicating by reading medical books for any illness, one should seek treatment from a good physician. Precautions in treatment. In good health, foods of all temperaments can be consumed with moderation. However, in a state of illness, special care should be taken and food should be consumed according to one's temperament, illness and season. Although watermelon is very beneficial for a person with a hot temperament, it should not be eaten in winter. Also, an important point is that cold and wet temperaments are quite similar. Similarly, hot and dry temperaments are quite similar, i.e. their foods and precautions are similar. Phlegmatic temperament, i.e. wet. Related illnesses of phlegmatic temperament, i.e. wet. Phlegmatic cough, phlegmatic headache, diarrhea, frequent urination, vitiligo, mental illnesses, epilepsy, obesity, premature graying of hair, excessive sleep, lethargy, a lack of interest in work, and persistent pain in various parts of the body. Beneficial foods for people with phlegmatic illnesses: apricots, mangoes, Java plums, nigella seeds, carom seeds, cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, eggs, black and white chickpeas, fenugreek seeds, fenugreek spinach, leafy greens, bitter gourd, pine nuts, cashews, apples, red chilies, almond oil, fish, raisins, dried figs, dates, almonds, pistachios, walnuts, melons, watermelons, strawberries, pineapples, chickpeas, honey, coffee, tea, musk, gooseberry preserve, and poultry, goat meat, and free-range, i.e. desi chicken. Choleric temperament, i.e. hot. Illnesses associated with a bilious temperament, i.e. hot. Heat rush, jaundice, mouth ulcers, feeling excessive heat, yellow urine, high blood pressure, heat-induced cold, dysentery, cramps, leucorrhea. Beneficial foods for people with bilious-related illnesses: bottle gourd, round gourd, ridge gourd, carrots, radishes, dry coriander, carrot juice, bottle gourd raita, okra, taro, cabbage, beetroot, turnips, milk, yogurt, lassi, diluted lassi, plain rice, sweet lime, khichdi, plums, salsa, cantaloupe, mulberries, watermelon, sweets, pomegranates, basil seeds, tragacanth gum, psyllium husk, barley porridge, sattu, and ambergris. Melancholic temperament, i.e. cold. Related illnesses of melancholic temperament, i.e. cold: shortness of breath, rib pain, muscle weakness, green stools, tooth loss, facial blemishes, dark circles under the eyes, hair loss, anemia, tremors, amenorrhea, lumps, feeling excessive cold, gallstones, low blood pressure, formation of various tumors in the body, liver inflammation. Beneficial foods for people with melancholic temperament: bitter gourd, brinjal, dates, honey, grapes, red lentils, mint chutney with salt and cumin, figs, almonds, cashews, walnuts, almond oil, egg, pineapple, garlic, lychee, turmeric, ginger, saffron, country chicken, goat meat, and olive. Sanguine temperament, i.e. dry. Related illnesses of sanguine temperament, i.e. dry: boils and pimples, warmth in hands and feet, bitter taste in the mouth, cracked heels and lips, chronic constipation, dry cough, catarrh, sciatica, joint pain, insomnia, burning urination, kidney and bladder stones, nosebleeds, bleeding from other body parts such as coughing up blood, bloody and flatulent piles, and pain in various body parts due to gas. Beneficial foods for sanguine temperament: bottle guard, round guards, bitter guard, cucumber, long cucumber, radish, pumpkin, bottle guard raita, bottle guard halwa, milk, yogurt, lassi, sweet lime, mandarin orange, mung bean lentil, green cardamom, ambergris, and semolina halwa cooked in clarified butter. Rain and mango connection. There is no definite connection between eating mangoes before or after rain, but it is certainly commonly believed amongst the public that in the summer season, mangoes should only be eaten after it has rained. It is possible that for individuals with a choleric, i.e. hot temperament, eating mangoes in appropriate amounts after rain is beneficial because the heat decreases and humidity in the weather increases after rains. However, for individuals with other temperaments, such as cold or wet, i.e. phlegmatic temperament, eating them in appropriate amounts before or after rain will always be beneficial. It is also possible that people continuously eat mangoes in larger quantities compared to other fruits and have a habit of drinking less water, and generally oily, i.e. ghee or oil-laden foods are also consumed in the summer season. Thus, both adults and children get affected by heat rash. It is also said that the mangoes that first arrive in the market are ripened with a chemical called calcium carbide. By the time the rainy season arrives, the mangoes on the trees also ripen naturally, which are beneficial for health, unlike the chemically ripened ones. Three treatments for mangoes and heat rash. Number one, drink 4 to 5 spoonfuls of pure rose water. Number two, drinking diluted lassi, i.e. less milk with more water added, is very beneficial. Number three, herbal infusion of mint and green cardamom. Method of making herbal infusion. Boil 3 green cardamoms and 10 mint leaves in 2 cups of water. When 1 cup remains, strain and drink it. Consuming these things along with eating mangoes will be beneficial for protection against heat rash, insha'Allah. Spiritual treatment for high blood pressure. Recite, Ya Salamu, I O Giver of Peace, 111 times, and blow on yourself or blow on water and drink it. Similarly, by reciting Ya Salamu whilst walking, moving, sitting or standing, insha'Allah, peace in both worlds will be attained. This litany is beneficial for every illness. Spiritual treatment for inducing sleep. If you cannot sleep, recite La ilaha illallah 11 times and blow on yourself. Insha'Allah, you will fall asleep. Herbal remedy for regulating blood pressure, stopping depression and inducing sleep. Ingredients and quantity: Gul Surkh, i.e. red rose, 6 grams. Fennel, 6 grams. Dry coriander, 6 grams. Astukhuddus, 6 grams. Lavandula stocas, as per botanical identification, possibly called French or Spanish lavender, 2. White sandalwood, 3 grams. Green cardamom, 5 pieces. Boil all the ingredients in 1 glass of water, and when 1 cup remains, strain and drink it. Method of use: daily on an empty stomach in the morning and at bedtime, being unable to sleep due to pain, etc. If sleep is not coming due to pain or other reasons, reciting La ilaha illallah in abundance near the person will inshaAllah cause him to sleep. And by the mercy of Allah, the sick person will also recover quickly. Take care that the person does not hear the sound of the recitation. For better sleep, massage almond oil daily into the head at bedtime and drink one spoonful mixed with milk. InshaAllah, it will be beneficial. This treatment is beneficial not only for sleep, but also for dryness of the head and skin. Furthermore, it will protect against heat rash and improve the digestive system function. InshaAllah. Ingredients and quantity. Almond oil, 100 grams. Bottle gourd oil, 100 grams. Lettuce oil, 100 grams. Coriander oil, 100 grams. Method of use. Massage gently into the head at bedtime. You may buy ready-made oil from a good company or take half a kilogram of each of these ingredients, mix them and extract their oil yourself. Number 1, almonds. Number 2, bottle gourd pulp. Number 3, lettuce pulp. Number 4, dried coriander seeds. Spiritual treatment for head issues. أسكن سكنتك بالذي له ما في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم. The one who has a headache or feels dizzy should place a hand on the affected area of the head and recite these words 7 times, then blow on the head. An Islamic sister can hold the painful area of her head herself, and her mahram or husband can recite and blow on her head. InshaAllah, the headache will go away and any head-related issues will be cured. However, for head-related issues, it is necessary to perform this act continuously for 7 days at the same time daily. For example, daily at 12 p.m. Remedy for curing head issues. Ingredients and the quantity. Dried coriander seeds, 100 grams. Fennel, 100 grams. Bottle gourd kernels, 100 grams. Almond kernels, 100 grams. Valerian root, 50 grams. Lettuce seeds, 50 grams. Green cardamom, 50 grams. Misri, i.e. rock sugar, 100 grams. Grind all the ingredients and consume 1 spoonful with water or milk on an empty stomach in the morning and evening, or just 2 spoonfuls mixed with milk at bedtime. If you have diabetes, do not add misri. Remedy for eyesight, mental, eye weakness and memory power. Ingredients and the quantity. Bottle gourd kernels, 100 grams. Almond kernels, 100 grams. Fennel, 100 grams. Grind all these ingredients and store them. Consume 2 spoonfuls mixed with milk at bedtime. This powder is beneficial for eyesight, mental and brain weakness, eye weakness and memory power. Spiritual treatment for body pain. Recite Ya Ghaniyu, I O independent of all things, whilst walking, moving, sitting or standing. If there is pain in the spine, knees, joints, or anywhere else in the body, inshaAllah, the pain will subside. A very beneficial remedy for diabetes, obesity, fatty liver, weight loss, excess body fat, joint pain, skin diseases, itching, boils, pimples, gas, and stomach ailments. Ingredients and the quantity. Bitter gourd, 50 grams. Aloe vera pulp, 25 grams. Ginger, 3 grams. Lemon, 1/2 piece. Mint leaves, 15 pieces. Black pepper, 3 to 5 pieces. Grind all the ingredients in 2 glasses of water and drink daily on an empty stomach in the morning for best results, or it can also be consumed in small amounts twice at any time. Remedy for heat rash. Soak 11 jujube fruits, a sweet fruit like a berry for adults, and 5 to 7 for children, in 1 or half a glass of water overnight. Strain it in the morning and drink on an empty stomach. Insha'Allah, it will be beneficial for heat rash as well as high blood pressure. For diabetes patients, soak approximately 10 pieces of paneer bhuti with vanilla coagulans in 1 or 2 glasses of water overnight. Strain and drink its water in the morning. Insha'Allah, it will be beneficial for diabetes. A beneficial remedy for excessive phlegm. Ingredients and the quantity. Sapistan, i.e. Assyrian plum, 250 grams. Jujube, 250 grams. Quince seeds, 60 grams. Coarsely crush all three ingredients and mix them, then store them. Daily, soak 2 spoonfuls in 1 glass of water overnight. In the morning, on an empty stomach, boil it until half the water remains, then strain and drink it. It will be beneficial for expelling phlegm. Benefits of bitter gourd. Bitter gourd, by its temperament, it is dry and hot. It has countless benefits, such as purifying blood. It is beneficial for skin ailments like boils, pimples and itching. It is particularly useful for those with a phlegmatic temperament. It is beneficial for diabetes, malaria, intestinal worms, cholera, fatty liver, loss of appetite, paralysis, joint pain, gallstones, and weakness of the intestines and stomach. However, those with a hot temperament should not use it excessively. Bitter gourd juice. Bitter gourd juice should not be consumed continuously. It is advisable to drink it for 3 days and then take a 3-day break, or drink it for 5 days and then take a 3-day break, because continuous use of a single temperament medicine is not beneficial. Those whose temperament is dry or hot should especially use it with breaks, otherwise their temperament will become excessively hot or dry. Adding half a lemon's juice or 1 or 2 pinches of black pepper to bitter gourd juice will enhance its benefits. Insha'Allah. Remedy for health and a long life. Incident. It is narrated that in ancient times a person lived a very long life. When asked about the secret of his long life, he replied, "When we cook food, we cook it thoroughly. And when we eat food, we chew it thoroughly. And we stop eating before the stomach is full." An excellent remedy for avoiding illnesses. Dear Islamic brothers, if you eat and drink according to the Sunnah to gain Allah Almighty's pleasure, you will be protected from many types of illnesses. Avoid overindulgence in foods that are difficult to digest and consumed according to desires, such as pizzas, parathas, fast food, burgers, shawarma, etc. Also, do not drink ice-cold water, cold drinks, colourful soda waters, etc. Make a habit of walking a little and doing light exercise. Insha'Allah, your stomach will remain sound. The stomach is the home of diseases, and prevention is the essence of all medicines. If you manage to keep your stomach healthy and avoid junk foods, you will be protected from many problems, including high cholesterol, diabetes, blood pressure, fatty liver, etc. Physicians say approximately 80% of diseases arise due to stomach problems. For information about good health with the intention of gaining strength for worship, read the following booklets from Maktabatul Madina: Kabab Samosa, Method of Losing Weight, Bab Pet Ka Kufle Madina, from Fizane Sunnat Volume 1, and the book Garelu Ilaj, Home Remedies. These books can be downloaded for free from Dawat-e-Islami's website www.dawatislami.net. Experience is a precondition, and prevention is equal to 100 cures. No treatment is certain. It is a saying amongst the experimenters, Al-ijalu ramassahmi fi al-zulumat, meaning treatment is like shooting arrows in the dark. The implication is that regardless of the treatment, healing from it is speculative and not certain. Those who put up guaranteed treatment signs should also be cautious in writing such phrases, because healing is min janibillah, i.e. from Allah Almighty, and healing will only occur if Allah Almighty wills it. If he does not will it, the medicine can also fail to have the desired effect, just as many incidents of medicines reacting adversely are heard daily, and sometimes even appear in newspapers. Our attention should be solely directed towards Allah Almighty, and we should continue to supplicate to him. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ, meaning, we ask Allah Almighty for well-being. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Unverified remedies can prove dangerous. Remember, treating oneself according to remedies found in books or suggested by people can prove dangerous. It is strongly emphasized to not use any remedy given in this booklet without consulting your physician, even if this remedy is for the very illness you are suffering from. People's natural temperaments are different. Therefore, your personal physician, who is aware of your physical conditions, can better advise which remedy may suit you and which may not. Stating methods of treatment in a book is one thing, whilst treating a specific patient is another. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.